Hello, Cameron. Hello, it's Cameron.
Can you hear me now, brother? Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright, awesome. Sorry about that. I got a new headset, man, so I'm like playing with this thing, you know. This is Dan Nelson though with Local Splash. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So let's see, Sharp Services. So yeah, I'm just giving you a follow-up call regarding Google, Facebook marketing, custom website design. You remember speaking with me, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. And I know, I'm looking at my notes, you wanted to have your billing on the first of each month, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. So I'll just change that over. Okay, so let me verify. So the email where you want your welcome email, initial invoice, like your client dashboard, login information, that's all going to go to the sharpservices912@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes,
perfect.
Sir.
And first name, so it's spelled Cameron. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Perfect. And last name, I'm assuming it's Sharp, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Took a wild guess there. And the phone number that you want branded all across the internet, is it the 912-223-3689 number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And let me make sure. I sent you my direct line and extension already, right? Let me double check.
I said you're wrong.
Yeah, I did send it. So I have to send you another text anyway. So it should pop up our text thread at the top right now. You're going to get another text. It's just a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It shows you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. But it's really, really easy. Once you get logged in, I'm sure you'll have it down. And let's see, company name. So the way we're branding it all across the internet, it's Sharp Services, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And we do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. This is just part of their PIN verification process. What's the best address for us to send that to?
I was reading a message from a customer. I didn't catch. I heard postcard.
Oh, you're good. I just need your address that we could send the postcard to.
It's 113 Yorkshire. That's Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Drive.
Drive.
Brunswick, Georgia. 31525.
Got it. All right. So 113 Yorkshire Drive. Yorkshire is one word. Brunswick,
yep.
Georgia, 31525. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
And that address, do you want that showing or hidden online? Bless you.
Did I what?
Do you want the address showing or hidden online?
Hidden, preferably.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, if it's a residential, we always recommend to hide it. All right. So hide address online.
That's my home address.
No worries. A lot of companies do it. We just hide the address so they can't GPS to your location, you know?
Right.
All right. And let's see. So we're able to do up to a 50-mile radius max. It looks like you go 60 miles out. So you want to do the max, right?
Yeah, 50 miles is fine. I think that'll cover plenty of Brunswick.
All right, perfect. And let's see.
I don't know if I asked this before. But I don't know where y'all are based out of, but here in Brunswick.
Yeah.
You're where?
Fountain Valley, California. I'm from Huntington Beach, specifically.
Okay, so you're not familiar with the area. So here we have, Barrier Islands. That's where, I guess you'd say, you know, your majority of your funding would come from. Of course, these people, they live on these islands. They spend, you know, probably 90% of the revenue that brings into the county. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the money. They're obviously usually not from here. They want to have nice houses. They care what their curb appeal, everything else you want to call it, looks like. So that's
right.
I don't know if it's like that area, I guess you'd say, we could target the most. You know, like, I don't know how that works. But, you know.
No, we can. We can, actually. So let me just verify, because I have a map pulled up, right? Because I'm not, like, from your neck of the woods. So,
right.
So you're talking about, like, Sea Island, St. Simons Island, right? Jekyll
right.
Island? Okay.
Yeah, so Jekyll, not so much. It's actually a state park.
Okay. I saw a lot of green there. I thought something was weird about it.
To work out there, you actually got to have state park approval and all that stuff, so I really don't even work out there.
Same thing with Simmons Island. Is that also a park? Or?
You have to travel there by boat. It's not even accessible by land.
Okay.
So we wouldn't worry about that either. But Sea Island, St. Simon, those are my highest revenue. I mean, obviously, people on Sea Island are multi-millionaires. St. Simon's, you know, there's very wealthy people out there. You know, I'd say probably 60% of my revenue actually comes from St. Simon.
Wow. Okay. So what we can do is on your map listing, right, we'll put a geofocus because it's right next to you, too. So it's a possibility to show up there. So we'll put a focus on St. Simons and Sea Island, and we'll do that for your social media ads, too. So anytime somebody in Sea Island or St. Simons Island does a search for your services, not only will you show up on Google, but we're also, when they go to their Facebook or Instagram feed, your ad is going to retarget on their feed. Okay.
Yeah. Like even my Yelp account, even though it's free, I listed that I'm based out of St. Simons just for a simple fact. I mean, these people there, I'm familiar with California. It's totally different out there. Here, people are like, oh, we're from the islands. You know, they just, you know, if you're not from the islands, we don't want to hire you. You know what I'm saying?
They're bougie. That's what we call them down here, bougie.
That's right. And I mean, they have no clue. You know, I go to L.A. all the time, and I see what real money is. These people have no clue. You know, they're all about a status thing.
Right. And so I'd recommend to you on your website, we can list that you service St. Simons Island, Sea Island. That way, because it sounds like the people in other areas, like if they're in Brunswick, right, or Dock Junction, they don't care if your thing says St. Simons Island, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay.
People that live in the Brunswick area, they're just normal people, and most of the time they, you know, they're either going to call you because they can't afford it, or they're not going to call if they can't afford it.
Okay. So what we'll do then is we'll put on your website, servicing St. Simons Island, Sea Island, that way those guys searching there are like, oh, he's from over here, you know? So
absolutely.
That's a good idea. Okay. I'm glad you told me that. Services, okay? So what I see you do a lot, right? Just talk to me, like, your main services that you want to be targeted for. Is it tree removal? Is it tree trimming, concrete?
Target words, like, the first two would be tree service.
Okay.
And then concrete. I guess you could just put concrete, you know, I mean, people do all kinds of concrete around here. They do as far as driveways, pool decks, sidewalks, concrete pads for, you know, foundations or buildings or stuff like that.
Right. So all I'm doing right now is I'm getting the services. So I'm going to assign in just a second a technician to your company who's an expert in keyword phrases. And they're going to pull up in Sea Island and St. Simons Island exactly how people are searching it. That way we're targeting you for those specific keyword phrases, you know?
So I guess services-wise, I mean, under the tree service category, it would be tree removal, tree trimming, stump removal, stump grinding.
Got it.
I guess
emergency tree service.
Yeah, absolutely. Emergency tree service.
Got it.
Land clearing,
yeah.
Underbrushing.
Underbrushing, that's a good one.
Property management.
Got it. So you do everything with trees, right? Do you do tree pruning and tree cabling too, or...?
Yeah, so in our area, you don't get really too many people that do any kind of cabling or anything like that.
Okay.
A lot of times, like, maybe people are, like you said, bougie around here. If your tree is just straight up and down, they don't even want it, so we just remove it half the time.
Okay.
We have a lot of, like, big, large live oak trees in our area, so they do the trimming, you know, or pruning, I guess you'd call it. But most people don't even know what pruning a tree actually means, so we just say tree trimming. We got that southern slang around here.
Got it. Okay. Good. And that's what we want to know, too. And they'll be able to find that out when they run the analytics, like, oh, nobody's searching tree pruning. But you know your area, you know your industry best, right? So, on the concrete side of things, so you were listing off some of them. So you're doing everything with concrete, too? Flat work, foundation, stamped concrete?
Yeah, absolutely. Concrete driveways, foundations, concrete pads, of course, block work, paver installations, paver repairs. I wouldn't even know what else to say. Pool decks.
Okay. A lot of times they do the stamp stuff, right?
Yeah, we get some stamp work. It's kind of hit or miss with people sometimes. You know, you have certain people that will pay it because it costs a lot, but it's actually kind of went down around here.
Oh, okay. Everything has a season. You see it on TikTok and everybody wants it. You know?
yeah, until they find out the price it costs. Like I said, in our area, everybody pretends to have money, but when it boils down to actually paying the money, they usually can't afford it. So.
Right. I get that for sure. Even when we sign, you know, we sign clients up, like sometimes they'll be like, hey, you know, I don't have the money. And you know, like I know if they're like phone broke right now, they'd be able to go buy a new phone. You know, it's just really like, hey, is it worth it for me? Is this going to bring me a profit? Right. So I get exactly what you're saying. Same thing with them. They might be like, oh, I don't really need the, decorative concrete, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So,
usually in our area, it's one of those things if their neighbor gets it done, then they got to get it done, but a little bit better. That's all.
I think it's like that everywhere, brother, for sure. You know, like everybody's got Teslas around here. I won't do it though. I'm not going that route yet.
That's right.
So they force me to, you know, like even then, I still won't. So concrete, I got the tree work on there. Paving too, right? I listed everything you said too. Tree trimming.
Not paving, but pavers, like brick pavers, like you know,
got it.
Decorative brick.
Got it.
You can even put regular brick. I guess you just say brick. You know, we do get some people that prefer a old style, you know, saturated look of like the old washed brick.
Right, make it look like antique, right, type of thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, anything else that we should know about? I know you got a ton of services listed on the Yelp listing, you know.
We do landscape and design just to let people know as far as, like, we plant palm trees and stuff like that. I don't know if that would fall under tree service or if that would be more of a landscape and design type deal.
Let me put it on landscape design, and then they can pull up, like, what the searches are on that. Are you doing, is it just related to trees, though? Like, or are you doing, like, sod installs, too, hardscaping?
We do sod, and that's one reason why I kind of advertise that I do landscape and design. Some people will hire us to do a driveway, and then we'll see a landscape company come behind us and put in sod, and then I'll tell them, yeah, hey, we did do that, you know, I probably could have save you some money, honestly, and they're like, oh, I had no clue. So, you know, I try to advertise and let people know, you know, as much as I can that, you know, tree installation, sod, you know, new installs, stuff like that. You know, as far as like cutting grass and stuff like that, we don't do that.
Right. That's usually, you need a ton of accounts, right? Like, for the long maintenance, for sure.
We started out originally, or I started out originally doing that by myself with just a couple other guys, and it's just, you got everybody and their brother around here that, you know, quits their job, buys a lawnmower, and calls himself a business owner. So I just
right.
separate myself from those guys, you know.
Right. I have a buddy down here that does landscape maintenance, and, you know, I went and worked with him. This was like years ago, probably like 10 years ago, and it's like, man, it's hard work. You know, but it was cool. It's harder than what I thought. Yeah, for sure. He did a ton of businesses. Like, we went to a bunch of commercial places, you know, or like apartment complexes and stuff too, you know?
Yeah,
so we didn't really see the homeowner. Yeah.
Yeah, there's great money in that. They're usually a little bit easier to please, but I wasn't really in the commercial side of things just because around here it's mainly residential.
Right.
But, yeah, I had to get out of it. People are too hard to please. You can't never satisfy them. And in our area, I can't really recall California, but we got a lot of Latino immigration people that come in here, and they all start their own grass services and stuff, and I mean,
sure.
They do stuff so dirt cheap that you can't compete with it, you know?
Yeah, no, here too, yeah, for sure, 100%, you know? Okay, so, so I got the concrete stuff, I got the tree, landscape design, I put on there two sod installs, hardscaping, listed off everything you put. Any additional services that we should know about?
We do, I get asked a lot. We do pond management or ditchway management, or I mean, it kind of falls under property management for like lack of better terms. But
okay.
We have excavators with like the mulching attachments, and people don't want to weed eat that stuff. You know, it's just too much work. So we do maintain like, you know, pond banks, ditchways, stuff like that.
Got it.
But,
so pond management, ditchways, mulching, right? But,
yeah, I get asked a lot, do we do like any kind of water treatment, but we do not. So,
okay.
I don't know if that matters, but I get messages all the time where people see that we do pond management and they say, hey, do you come out and treat it for, you know, like chemicals and stuff like that? We do not do that. So.
Right. Call the pool company.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I got everything on here. And what will happen too is you get a list of your keywords. And I tell all my clients this too. So when we set your website up, right, don't think it's like set in stone.
Right.
We're able to make any changes to it that you want, right? So, you know, we send it to you so you're able to see, like, all the services. And they go over that in an initial client interview, too. But if you forgot,
right.
like, a service or there's a service incorrect, just let us know 100%. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, I got the service radius. Okay. The next step to this is scheduling that client interview. I mentioned it a few times, but what it is they're going to go over like all the fun stuff, your keyword phrases,
right.
color scheme of your website. They'll go over your social media ads, et cetera.
Right.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, Cameron, I do just need to secure billing information.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which outlines our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to switch your future billing over to the first. I didn't forget about that.
Okay. Yep.
As far as the billing info goes, is it the same billing address? Okay. Hold on. For some reason, save over there. 113 Yorkshire Drive, right? Okay. And the name on the card, is it Cameron Sharp, or is there a middle initial too?
Let me grab the card real quick.
All right, take your time, brother.
All right, I can't remember.
I know half of mine have a middle initial and half don't. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, my old card did, but I want to say this one doesn't.
Yeah, super weird. It's probably like how we fill it out or something, you know? I'm not really sure.
So, yeah, there is a middle initial on this one. I have a feeling.
All right.
So the middle initial is R.
R like Robert, right?
Yep.
Got it. Cameron R. Sharp. Okay. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Master.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are?
5118.
Okay.
2910.
Okay.
0028.
Okay.
5943.
All right. Expiration date?
11/25.
All right. And the CVC code?
471.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I've assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Heads up, the initial invoice will say the 29th of each month, but I'm going to change it manually right now, okay?
Okay?
And I'll read that to you in the voice verification, too.
Yeah, no problem.
So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sharp Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Cameron Sharp, business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is June 29th, 2023, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first of the month, which wouldn't be July 1st. It would start on, what's the next month? August 1st. So it would be the first of each month and the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So now I can stop sounding like a robot. what I'm doing, give me 1 second. Let me just so I don't mess this up, I'm going to send this to billing real fast. My wife actually works over there too. So let me just message her. So she can change it, so I make sure there's no issue, okay?
All right.
All right. In the meantime, let me go ahead. I have a few more questions for you for the tech side. They want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
As far as why?
You know, for example, the PIN verification code from Google, like, we'll contact you to see if you've received that. So they just want to know, like, or they'll update you, like, hey, this keyword's trending more, right? And just let you know we'd like to make the change to that keyword or so on and so on. So they just want to know, like, your preferred method of contact from us.
Yeah, probably phone calls. And perfect. I do have a question about, like, when y'all call. When y'all call, you identify yourself as the Local Splash, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. I get calls all the time that's like, this is so-and-so from Google Marketing, and they'll be like, your business is unverified, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if they say they're Google, right, always stay away from those because you're not allowed to do that, right? Google is not going to make outbound calls to small businesses. They work more like on a larger scale. So, anytime you get those, they're bogus. So anytime we call, right, always call from the VOI number that's showing on your caller ID. It's a voice over internet. Now, our tech side, which is in the same, like, it's not like a separate company is what I'm trying to say, right? But they call from our 877 number, the one that I texted you. So what I'd recommend is just save both numbers in your phone as Local Splash. Mm-hmm. That way you know it's us when we call, you know? Hold on. No, I'm not pushing it out 2 days. Okay. So billing's changed now. So to the first, I was just messaging her on that. So it's golden. Okay. So the next thing you're going to get, let me schedule your client interview actually first. Sorry, I usually don't do the push out very often. So I'm just, I was checking on that right now. Okay. So the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the appointment just takes about 30 minutes or so. Okay.
Okay.
The soonest time that they have available, give me 1 second. So the soonest appointment is tomorrow at 10 a.m. The latest one is 6 p.m. And then they have all the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, probably 5:30, 6 o'clock would probably work best, kind of like today.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put it in for 6 p.m. Now, you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash on it, CI for client interview, EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, right, they're going to call from our 877 number. Usually I call and I introduce you to the technician first. But tomorrow, I'm actually out of the office. I'm going on a fishing trip with my dad. So, and he's pushing like 75, man. So I'm like, I need to take this up, you know? They'll call on their own for sure tomorrow. I won't be able to introduce you to them. Okay. But just so you know, I'll be back. Okay. Next week, we're off on the 4th because of July 4th or whatever. But, anytime you call me at my direct line and extension, if I'm on the phone with another client, I always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Real big on that. Yeah. Okay. So just save that on your phone when you get a chance. Now, you should have received a few emails too. Okay. And let me explain these. So, one's going to be action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. We're a Google Premier partner. So we always, when available, we do an advanced verification. So you're going to see on there, it'll ask for pictures of tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license, insurance, business card. Basically, anything you have on there, if you click the link attached in there, you're able to attach those photos. If you don't have something, though, like, for example, workplace, you don't have an actual workplace, right? So you would just leave that one blank is how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this just gets you faster verification and faster placement by us doing this, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the other important email, you should have received one that's titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that in your inbox now?
I'm trying to get it loaded. I may have to connect the Wi-Fi since someone's home.
Okay, if you're not able to pull it up now too, it's no problem, but I'll just explain it. So what's going to happen when you do get the invoice up, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. Can't miss it. It'll say, please click here. When you click on there, it's going to take you to a screen called Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is going to have everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. There's a couple things on there, though, that I want to touch on, and you'll see it when you have it opened up. Under My Site Custom Website, you're going to see something about fees under it. We're on a recorded line. Your My Site is included at no additional charge. At the bottom of your invoice, it'll reflect that. It will say, my site, $0. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I always explain that to you guys. The other two things on there, you're going to see Google Ads and Google Guarantee. Okay? They're going to have little stars next to them. Those are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign, and Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-qualified lead campaign. Okay? So these two options, you have the availability to upgrade if you ever wanted to, like, increase your lead flow in the future.
Okay.
And
with what I have, it still puts me on the front page of Google and all that
stuff. Yeah, you go in the map section on the first page. You also have the social media retargeted ads, 60 directories total, the custom website design. So you're getting a ton of bang for your buck, but if you wanted to, like, I always recommend Google Guaranteed over Google Ads because Google Ads is a pay-per-click. Google Guaranteed is pay-per-qualified lead, meaning you have to schedule an estimate or quote the person in order to be charged for it. So we'll just talk about those in the future. Like if you're lead flow is good enough on the base program. We'll no need to upgrade. But if you're like, hey, I want to get like some more leads, right? We could do that with either of those platforms. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up too. So I'd be calling you in the future and like letting you know about it as well, you know? All right. Everything else is included. Oh, one thing I always like to go over to, you're going to see delivery dates and client responsiveness. So the client responsiveness part, right? We understand you're a business owner. You get busy, right? When we call, we understand you're not going to answer every time. Just call us back at your earliest convenience though. Okay. The delivery dates. Okay. So your tracking and reporting system, your username and password will be sent to you 3 to 5 days from startup. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 10 days from startup, you're going to be submitted all across the internet. So 60 directories total. 7 to 14 days from startup, your social media ads will be launched. Your website will be live. And your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. Okay. Now, for it to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases, the timeline we sent you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all on there. When you take your time, review it, right? At the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. Remember that username and password won't be sent out, though, 3 to 5 days until after startup. Okay? All right. Any questions for me? Any of that?
I don't think so. Yeah, I do have one question. When you called, it popped up as a local number. Is that...
That happened on purpose. So what we use is voice over internet on my side. The reason we do that, like they say, it cuts down on the phone bill and all that too, but really it's so you guys answer the phone.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, so if we call like a Florida number, right, we'll have a Florida area code, right? But we always are clear, we're local Splash, we send you our direct line to you.
I just want to be sure. I mean, I said they'll call from an 877 number, so I just wanted to be sure, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no. Same company, we just use a voice over internet system on my side. So I'll always call on that number. The tech side will always call on the 877 number.
Alright. Yeah, all right. I'm pretty sure I'm good. So tomorrow they'll call and we'll kind of get everything set up as far as the interview. And like how's about do we go... I'm trying to think of how to word it correctly. As far as like setting up the web page, or you know what I'm saying, like that. When does that take place tomorrow? Or?
It does. So in the client interview, they're going to go over like how you want the website to look, so they can create the initial shell. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you. So the website's up within 7 to 14 days. We always like to underpromise and overdeliver. So a lot of times you'll see it sooner, right? When that website's up, you're going to get an email, you're going to get a text, right? So you know, hey, check out your website. Any changes you want to make to it, because our web development department is amazing. It's ran by Celine and Steve, so they can even add a chat box in there, okay? They can add scheduling features, right? So just check out the initial one, which it'll be a multi-page site, and they'll make it look nice. But any changes you want made, we could get you linked up with our web development department. Or in your tracking system, you have what's called a web editor where you can make your own changes to it as well. You know?
Okay.
All right. But I recommend the web editor. Just use that like when it's like after business hours or if you don't have the time to call. But it's better to definitely speak to Celine or Steve on the phone and have them do it for you. You know?
Yeah, ain't no problem with that.
All right. Good question. Yeah. So, when you get a chance, just take a look at the pictures needed, right, for, the Google listing verification and then also the terms of experience. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. So let me put that in there too. Okay. And I won't be here tomorrow, so I'll make sure I'm sending thorough notes so they know the target area, they know all the services, they'll have everything pulled up for you tomorrow. Okay?
Sounds good, buddy. I appreciate it, and hope y'all's fishing trip's good.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot. We're going to Catalina. I'm not sure if you know the area, but it's supposed to be some yellowtail down there. So we'll see how it goes, man.
Oh, good luck, man. I hope y'all enjoy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend, okay? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy.
All right,
yes, sir.
Thanks. All right. Bye.